Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for everybody tuning in to yet another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your host, Mr. Karan Rose. And I am just so ecstatic. I'm so hype. I'm so pumped to be here with you guys and gals today. Today's episode is, we are going to be talking about how I was able to hit my highest month of profit with over $30,000. Please give it up for me one time. Now, I say it, but I mean, this is something that took me 5 years to hit. This wasn't an overnight thing. This didn't just happen. This was something that took a long time to get here. I mean, you know what? It was long, but it wasn't long. Like, the time really did fly because it's a journey, and there has been a lot of fun throughout this entire journey. There's been a lot of ups, there's been downs, but most importantly, I was able to take the lessons from each side of the coin every time we did get some wins and we got some losses and really build upon that. So all in all, the journey did not feel long. It definitely has not felt like, you know, 5 years since I got started off. So being as such that it was 5 years in the making, right? September allowed me to hit the highest month in profit within my business. And I was able to hit over $30,000 with my ecosystem of products and services. And I'm going to be diving into that as we go. One of the best things that I did during this journey is learning how to monetize my content and scale the business through digital products and services. And I still feel like I'm very, very green. I still feel like I have a lot to learn, you know, because some people are going to look and see, you know, 30K US a month. That's a bad day. Some people will think of it like, yo, that's a bad hour. You know, there's levels to it. But, you know, just being able to, you know, go through your own journey, your own progress and hit some of these milestones, you know that once you hit it and you integrate it, you know that you can do it again and you could probably do it more efficiently and in less time. So, I mean, that's the next level for me is, you know, can I do this again? And I definitely feel that I can. And then, you know, how do we have a 30K, you know, every 2 weeks or every week and then kind of work it from there, right? When I started off my business, Droid Island, you learn real quick with a brick and mortar store. There are so many costs associated with running it, and any disruption in the value chain can throw off your costs or delivery times to your consumers. Becoming a 100% digital business allowed me to scale and put more profit into my bank account. While I know we have people on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, making so much more money. We really do have to start somewhere. And I am glad that I could have hit this milestone, you know, in the thick of the pandemic. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm really going to be revamping my digital academy and coming out with some new workshops and courses. and just teaching more of what I have learned and a couple of other things. So you guys want to, you know, stay tuned and check that out. Now, one of the keys in doing this is learning how to raise your profile, build up your portfolio of work, learn how to become valuable to people and industries with money and the need that you can tap into the money resource without having to force it. So if you know you have a particular skill set or knowledge, a lot of the times we are fishing in the wrong pond. So I see some people that, you know, are pretty good at what they do, and they complain a lot about getting clients. And then when you look at, you know, their tactics or, you know, where they're going to get clients, they're not trying to get clients where the people in their industry that have the money, that are looking for somebody like them, they're not in that space. And then on top of that, they haven't quite learned how to build up their profile and build their portfolio or their body of work so that, you know, when you do get in front of the people that have the resources, they look at you and say, okay, this is the person that we want to work with, and then bring you aboard and then give you access to that money and those resources in order for you to scale and grow your business. So that's a huge, huge key, right? Learning how to, it's kind of like fishing. When you go out into, you know, certain parts of the ocean, it doesn't matter what bait you're using. If the fish that you were looking to catch are not in, if they're not there, then you're not going to get who you need, right? So we got to do a better job at learning where to find the people that actually have the money and resources that we need to grow our business. So I want to break it down. Now, this I'm really going to simplify it, right? I want to break down the three key ways that I was able to hit, you know, the 30K milestone for me, just to give you guys some insight. Now, if you've been following me from before, my platform, I try to be as transparent as I sometimes legally can, because, you know, some of the things that I'm involved in, there are NDAs, so I can't give too many details as to what some of these things are before they get announced. And some of the things that I would love to have talked about in this episode, like, and just give you guys some of the details, I can't talk about it just yet because certain things haven't been announced publicly. But I can give you guys some details. I can give you guys a little bit of details, and, you know, again, things will make sense over time when the rest of the stuff comes out. So here are the three ways. Here are the three ways how I was able to hit the 30K. And this is what kind of made up the profit. So number one was workshops. Workshops and speaking engagements. September, I got booked for quite a few private and public workshops and speaking engagements. And all of the companies that I was able to get booked with were outside of Trinidad and Tobago. So because it was all of the companies that I worked with were all outside TNT, every company paid me in US dollars. And let me tell you something. When you are living in the Caribbean and you find ways to get paid in US dollars, that money just goes so much further in your, it goes so much further for us here living in the Caribbean than if you were living in, if you were living in the US, or you're living in Canada or any of the first world countries where cost of living is so much higher. So all the companies that I worked with that I got booked for workshops and speaking engagements for, everybody paid out in the US. So that was good. So when you as a brand, you as a business, if you want to start doing workshops for companies, all right, you need to take stock of what skills you have and some of your processes, and you need to put that into a curriculum. And the curriculum just needs to be able to outline how you can take, you know, people from point A to point C, and show that you could get a result. So you need to before you just go start pitching to people workshops, you need to showcase that you have already achieved this result. So these results could be in your own body of work, your own platforms within your own business, and you could use yourself as your own testimonial, and you could be very transparent with the metrics and everything that you have done. Or you need to have a body of work showing that you have been able to achieve this for other people. One of the big problems that we have here, and this is Caribbean-wide, is that nobody likes to show their work. So remember in school where your teacher's like, especially in math, hey, don't just give me the answer. Show me your work. Show me how you arrived at that answer. In the Caribbean, we don't believe in doing that. We don't believe in documenting. We don't believe in building a portfolio. We just believe in word of mouth. Somebody knows somebody that does something, and then let us connect to a company and let the company just take my word for it, because in conversation, I sound like I know what I'm doing. But in 9 out of 10 times, the vast majority of people you see that are quote-unquote coaches or experts, they almost never show their work publicly. They don't ever show who they've worked with, and everybody likes to hide behind, we can't show what we have done because our clients would not like that. That's a lie. I've worked with some of the biggest companies. I think only one or two I would have signed an NDA with. But the vast majority, everybody had no problem in you showcasing your work. So I think it's BS. I think everybody hides behind it, and I think it's utter BS. I know the majority of y'all, because, and then worse yet too, when I see some people say the companies that they've worked with, and then they go out and say, oh, they can't show the work that they've done. And I'm like, I work with some of the companies that you guys are talking about. They don't have an issue with you showcasing the work that you are involved in and documenting it and putting on social media and using it as a case study or as a part of your portfolio. They don't have those issues. But again, this is something that we use to kind of hide the fact that people don't want to show their work. So when you want to approach companies and do workshops for them, again, have a body of work. Use your own business as a case study where you can show people that what you want to teach their company, you have achieved, and you can, you know, do a presentation, a video, a demo, something. There's a wide variety of ways to do it. Or put out content and showcase your processes publicly through content. And if you do that, companies can look at you and say, hey, we seen you do this. We want you to do that for us. I got asked the other day, when I do workshops, do companies ask me for my credentials? And I've never been asked for my credentials. I've never been asked for my credentials because my credentials is my portfolio and body of work. No one gives a damn about your PhD or your master's if you are showcasing your body of work. Companies will come, they will see your body of work, and they will say, hey, we want that. That specific thing that you just did, we want you to recreate that within our business. And then if you're worth your salt, you'll be able to do it. And if you're not, you just won't be able to get the result. It's as simple as that, right? So the number one way, one of the key ways, one of the three key ways that I was able to hit my target was workshops and speaking engagements. I got workshops because I constantly put out content that showcases the how-to. Many people are afraid of showcasing the how-to and the secret sauce because they don't want to give up their quote-unquote secret sauce, right? Or what they feel or deem as secret sauce. Or they don't want to let how they don't want to let their competitors know how they do things. And that's one of the worst things that you could do for yourself, because again, if you are transparent, if you are open, if you show businesses how to achieve certain results, they're going to book you, especially in the Caribbean where we really don't have competition. We really don't have competition. Companies are looking to book people, but they want to know that, you know, that you can get a result. The second way that I was able to hit my highest month of profit to my business was through digital courses. So to me, digital equals scale, because you can produce that asset one time and then it gets reproduced at no cost after that. So for example, when I create a new course, I put my time and energy into the course just one time. And then whether one person buys it, 10 people buy it, 100 or 1,000 people buy the digital course, it doesn't cost me anything to reproduce it. And because it's all through, it's uploaded to my learning management system and, you know, everything is set up for the onboarding, I don't have to do anything other than continue to build my profile and push people to the courses. So if people look at my one-on-one costs and say, okay, that guy is charging some premium costs, you know, how would I be able to work with him at a cheaper level? Well, I have other products, which would be the digital courses. And again, they can go hit my link in bio on Instagram or go to my website, see the courses, purchase it, and get enrolled and then do the courses there. And again, what, you know, 5,000 people could buy it and it doesn't cost you any additional money because it's already produced and it's digital. Digital means scale. People from anywhere in the world can now purchase your courses and they can do it as many times as they want. They could go further. They could go back. They have all access to it, right? So if you start producing digital courses, then you are going to be able to scale because you could deliver the product and service anywhere in the world. So anybody anywhere in the world will be able to purchase that course. So there's no limitation as to where the person is coming from that's purchasing it. And then they could pay you online and you receive that money into your bank account. And again, it's you create it just a one time and you don't have to constantly be doing the courses time and time again. So when I see people doing live trainings, like, that's cool. But when you do live trainings, you're still trading your time for money. And then the question I always have is, are you being compensated enough for your time? So I charge a premium for the workshops that I do with companies because it is my time. I have to execute that particular training live, right? I don't have to charge premium pricing for my courses because I produce it once and I'm going to make up the money through scale. I want volume of people to buy the digital course and I can make up the money that way. So the goal really and truly is to figure out ways to buy back your time where you're not trading your time for money. And then if you do have to trade your time for money, you want to be able to charge a premium price. But the premium pricing comes when you build up your body of work and you build up your profile. Because even if you are a very popular person, but you have no body of work, you're not going to get paid what you think you should be getting paid. When you have a body of work and can show that you have gotten results, plus you build your profile, well, you're going to get paid. All right. So digital courses, digital means scale. You create those assets once and they can be sold passively. People can buy those courses while you are asleep, or they could buy your courses while you're executing a live training for a company and you're still making your money, right? So start thinking about digital courses. That was the second key way I was able to hit my highest month in profit within my business. Now, the third way. The third key way that I was able to hit my $30,000 USD was brand endorsements. I built my brand from scratch. If you haven't heard my story, you guys can check back to episode one where I go into it, you know, in detail. But I built my brand from scratch. I moved here from Canada almost 7 years ago. I had to build my brand. My brand has been in existence since the end of 2016. There was no handouts. There was no rich family. None of that. Everything from scratch and just learning how to learning the skills that I have attained, learning how to build my own platforms, learning how to create content, and learning how to be digitally present and found via the search engines with the right content that people want. And then, most importantly, I learned how to tap into the companies that have the resources that I would need to scale, and created partnerships that have led to brand endorsements. So I have a couple of unannounced endorsements that will come out over the next couple of weeks, maybe even sooner. But in building my brand, building my platform, positioning myself as a person of influence within my space, even without a massive Instagram following, like I only have 4,500 followers on Instagram, but guess what? I have built my websites, my YouTube channel, the podcasts. Again, I create content on all platforms, and I'm Googled at a very high rate, or my content is found at a very high rate. So I've been able to position myself very, very nicely and solid within the space of digital entrepreneurship and e-commerce and online business and monetizing your platforms. And that negates the need for a massive following, because companies are looking for, they are looking for micro-influencers who are thought leaders in their space and are about their business and have platforms. And when you have these different platforms that you can now leverage, and your partners can also leverage, whether it be, you know, if they have content or they have workshops, they can now take up some real estate on some of your on some of your other channels outside of social media. When you bring all of that into the fold, you can position yourself for some pretty lucrative brand endorsement deals. And so again, when my endorsements come out, they'll come out in the next couple of weeks and it will all make sense. But September really was a perfect storm of, again, you're getting the workshops, you're getting the speaking engagements, digital courses are being sold. And again, the more people see me in workshops and in events and speaking gigs, the more awareness it gets to my courses. It also builds my profile as a thought leader within the space, so the courses can sell even more and they sell a little bit more effortlessly. And then you add into the fact that companies are seeing you and they want to work with you, and then you're able to now form some very good partnerships that you can continue building your brand. You can assist your partners with their own mission, right? That's really what a partnership is they're helping me help you, and me helping you helps them, because our audience is aligned. So when you can find aligned partners where you have similar missions, they have resources, they have money, and you guys can partner and you can solve a lot of the issues that you would be doing on your own. You're able to now solve it with them, and you guys can create an even bigger impact. So now when you are financially taken care of, it is going to put your own, you know, you're going to get your own peace of mind to be able to double down on the things that you are doing. So with my upcoming partnerships, I'm going to be able to do even more workshops. I'm going to be able to create more content. You are going to be able to see my content and stuff grow, and you're going to be able to see my digital presence grow, because now I'm going to be partnering with people who are going to be putting my face out there and my content more. And again, just spreading the message about the type of workshops and coaching that we are going to be doing together. So those are the three key things that made up the 30K US for the month of September. Again, it wasn't overnight. It did take time to get here, to hit the highest grossing month, right? Now, keep in mind, I've been getting paid, you know, all this time, right? But September was the highest grossing month that I've had in my business to date. And again, we're going to be doing, I'm going to have, you know, some upcoming workshops that are going to kind of break down the process, because I want you guys to be financially stable too. And if you learn how to build your profile, build a portfolio, if you learn how to create different products and services, and you learn how to build a platform that can attract partnerships, you can become a key person of influence, which is, you know, a term that one of my mentors, Daniel Priestley, has coined. But when you become a key person of influence in your industry, you are now able to attract opportunities, resources, and money. And when all of those things come together, you know, amazing things happen. It can lead to your highest grossing months and then some. It could generate more opportunities for your profile and your business to grow. So, all that being said, build your portfolio, create your content, build your platforms. Workshops are key. Speaking engagements are key. Learn how to create digital courses, because digital means scale. You produce it once and it can be reproduced again at no additional cost. And then you can scale and make money through that. You don't need to charge an arm and a leg to be able to scale. And then, you know, start positioning yourself for partnerships and endorsements. Look for people who are in your space with a similar mission. Reach out to them. Oh, and this is one thing I will stress. Please, 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 please strategically do work for free. Strategically do work for free so that you can start some of the partnerships on the right foot. Think of the law of reciprocity. You don't just want to go into something and take. You want to give. And in the giving, strategically giving, because I still strategically do a lot of things for free, right? I do a lot of things for free to strengthen my body of work and strengthen my profile. And then that will allow me to now charge the prices that I want. And then I'll be able to charge even more for certain things in the future, because my profile is going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow, right? But you need to be strategically doing things for free. Many of the people in the Caribbean, when they hear about doing free work, people are just like, nah, 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 I got to get paid. Listen, there is a time to be paid, and you will get paid, and you will get paid handsomely. What you need to be focused on doing is learning how to build your profile and your portfolio. And when you strengthen those things with the right associations, with the right contacts, with the right proof of work, the money that, you know, you would have made by charging somebody when you could have done it for free, you may be missing out on 10xing that money. So I will always stress to people, yes, to do free work, but strategically do free work. When people just reach out to you and say, hey, we want you to do this, and, you know, it'll be great exposure for you. 9 out of 10 times I'm saying no. 9 out of 10 times I'm saying no, right? And it's only when, you know, certain organizations reach out and they tell me, you know, it's for free, you know, if the purpose of the event, you know, makes sense for my brand, or their brand makes sense for my brand, you know, there are other things that I will weigh or things that I will ask for in order to make it worth my while other than money. All right. But you just need to be very strategic when you are doing the free things to build your profile and build your portfolio. So, folks, that is it from me today. That's it for today's episode. Ensure that if you liked today's podcast, please, oh, please, it helps. It truly does. Drop a review on your favorite podcast directory. Don't forget, you can rate the podcast as well. You can also follow me at Karen Rose on all social media platforms or visit KarenRose.com. You can subscribe to the platform and that will keep you up to date on all of the future events, courses, workshops, anything that I'm involved in and doing gets posted to the website. Don't forget to subscribe to Digipreneur.fm, the website, so that you do not miss any of the podcast episodes or the interviews that we are doing to, again, help promote Caribbean business and entrepreneurship and learning how to or teaching you how to build your digital presence and monetize these platforms. That is it from me today, folks. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the rest of the week. Happy Monday and take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karen Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karen Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.